God making the way out for us. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has taken you except that which is common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow that you be tempted beyond what you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make the way out, that you may be able to endure it. God as the God of all encouragement. In Corinthians 1:3-4, the Apostle Paul blessed God as the God of all encouragement, who encourages him and his co-workers in all their afflictions, that they may be able to encourage the afflicted ones through the encouragement with which they are encouraged by him. Further, he considered God as the one who encourages those who are cast down, and this God has encouraged him and his co-workers, even by the coming of Titus. Encouragement is slightly different from comfort and consolation, with the sense of cheering. It indicates that God not only comforts and consoles us, but also cheers us, making us happy with his goodness. This is also one of God's kind works in us, not allowing us to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, Paul indicates the kind of difficult situation he was in. He says, "We are afflicted in every way, but not straitened, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed." Even though he experienced affliction, perplexity, persecution, and being cast down, Paul was still very living. He was not straitened or despairing, and he was not forsaken or destroyed. Paul points out that no temptation has taken them except that which is common to man. He also says that God is faithful and will not allow them to be tempted beyond what they are able to bear. God cares for the believers and guards them. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your anxiety on him, because it matters to him concerning you." We need to learn how to throw the burden of our anxiety upon the God. The reason we may cast all our anxiety on God is that it matters to him concerning us. He cares for us. God has a loving concern for the believers, especially the persecuted ones, providing a way out of temptation for the believers. God, in his faithfulness, will not allow any temptation to befall us beyond what we are able to endure. God provides a way out of temptation for the believers. No temptation has taken you except that which is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not let you be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation make also the way out, that you may be able to endure it. We may think that temptations are too strong to be resisted, but Paul says that no temptation has taken us except that which is common to man. He also assures us that God is faithful and will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able to bear, but with the temptation will provide a way out so that we may be able to endure it. Whenever we are tempted, we may stand on 1 Corinthians 10:13 and say, "Lord, you will not let me be tempted beyond what I am able, but with the temptation you will make the way out so that I may be able to endure it." When we pray to the Lord in this way, telling him that he knows how much we can endure, he will make a way out by his dispensing that we may be able to endure temptation. All these messages are from the publications of Living Stream Ministry by Witness Lee. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you as the faithful one. You would provide a way out of every temptation. Lord, I need you at every moment. I open myself to you. You know I have many difficulties, and you know every difficulty. I believe that you have prepared the best way for me. I praise you.